Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We're going to play some games today. Win, loss, win, loss. We're going to play a lot of games today, I think. I think it's just a fun day. It's beautiful weather outside. Yeah. I had to drag Bart in from the pier at the seaport.
I was about to say I had COVID.
Yep. But you know nobody, that's not an excuse.
Well, come on in anyway. Damn!
Exactly. Well, fine. Can you give me COVID too? Yeah. I don't want to work.
Well, you know what? You guys can do it from home. Damn! Can't get out of work for nothing.
Nothing. But it's beautiful out. It's a Friday. We have a game 6 tonight between the Knicks and the Heat down in Miami. So, of course, we're all anticipating that.
Hashtag Allen work on Monday. Let's go!
It's like I'm torn now.
Oh, man.
I'm torn.
We in it now. We in the sauce now.
No, we in it now. You're right.
We in it deep.
After Wednesday, I have reason to believe.
Listen, no devils. New York, Knicks, you all we got.
Isn't that amazing?
You all we got.
Our Winter Club 5.
Last man standing.
Isn't it crazy?
It's like when you're watching a horror movie and you're like, he going to live. And then he died. Like, damn, I thought he was going to be the one to survive. He ain't even going to be in the sequel.
We were doing power rankings. We had the Rangers and the Devils and... The Knicks are the last team standing out of this group. Crazy, but true.
New York, we here.
Still here. Anyway, so yes, we have your calls on that. We also have, at least we now know, Bart, what we're going to be doing every weekend.
Yo, man.
In the fall.
Yo.
Can't wait.
Yo.
Can't wait.
Yo. What we doing,
see,
man?
Bart,
can we get some late. One? Can we get some 1 o'clock, son?
No, you got one.
Come on, son.
In the first 6 weeks of the season till the bye week,
Yo. You
have 1 1 o'clock game, and the rest of it,
yo.
Now you listen, sleep in.
We listen. The last time we did that, Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying?
You were in uniform.
You feel me?
The last time the Jets have 6 primetime games considered primetime or exclusives, and then they have 5 primetime, meaning obviously night games. That's the most the Jets. So how about this? The last 3 years, the Jets have had 4 total. They have 5-1 season. The Rodgers effect, of course. And the last time the Jets have been featured this much on the national scale was when Bart Scott was a linebacker, our beloved number 57, back in 2010 and 11 seasons. So it's the league knows.
And that team showed up. That team showed up too.
I know, no doubt.
That team showed up.
Now, will this team?
That's the question.
There's some panic out there about this schedule.
Because they've yet to have a winning record as a group. Now, hopefully last year was the year that like the Jets had with Brett Favre. And then the next year, Sanchez.
Well, I don't want the year.
No, where
Brett got hurt.
No. I'm saying hopefully last year was that year.
Right.
And this year is the year that Rex came where the winning began. Right? Because all the foundation was done by that team. Right? You had Damon Woody. You had Alan Faneca. You had Calvin Pace. You had Chris Jenkins. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they sprinkled a couple more free agents in there. I was one of them. Sprinkled in a little Trevor Price. Eventually bringing in Lito Shepard. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So because this is the thing. This team has yet to win. And they're getting a lot of accolation. So the spotlight's on you.
Yes, it is.
What you do, both New York teams, the spotlight is on you. Jets and Giants. You wanted to be relevant? You wanted people to watch? You wanted postseason awards and accolades? This is how you get them. You get them by putting yourself in front of the people that make the decisions, in front of the voters, in front of the fans to create that inswell. Now, Sauce Gardner is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The last time I remember a young star being on a major publication, it was Sanchez on the cover of GQ. They watching. Now, mm-hmm. All pro first year. This year they got you on tape. So understand, young man, can't rest on your laurels because now it's about to get twice as hard.
What do you mean?
Because now, if I'm a top receiver, oh, yeah, I'm studying him. I'm seeing what he's weak at. And I'm going to exploit those weaknesses to make a name for myself, to elevate myself. See, everybody respect that, but he was a rookie. Oh, now they coming, son. So understand that because of the national spotlight, the degree of difficulty just went up. And Giants, I ain't forgot about you. Playoff team from a year before. Ooh, you got a much different schedule than you had last year, son.
Fourth hardest strength of schedule of any team in the league.
And last year was pretty damn easy. You was playing some tomato cans.
Has-beens.
And it's been like that, yeah.
Setups. Are they setups?
Yeah.
No, they weren't setups.
Ooh,
they was good fighters.
Ooh, you got to have a lot of mo. You got to have a lot of mo this year. Now, you guys, both teams have done an excellent job. Free agency, A+. Draft, A+. Ooh, but now they coming. You bet to be ready, Mr. Postman, because now the people that's playing the Jets, they're going to look to say, hey, we on prime time, but we ain't the main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
We the B side. We ain't the A side.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you play the Bills, people want to see the Jets because they're interesting. Even when you play the Dolphins, they want to see the Jets. Because of that bad man, A-A-A-A-A-A-A-Ron. Two things in our industry that we know moves the needle. Well, three. Used to be four. LeBron. Used to be Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys. And Aaron Rodgers.
The bad man.
And now you bought the bad man to the big market.
Yep.
So now.
Are the Jets the evil empire?
I think so. Like, listen.
Have they become that team that the whole league now wants to see fail because,
yep.
A, it's the Jets.
Want to see them fall flat on their
B,
face.
B, it's New York. And then C, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. We call that hitting for the cycle, Allen.
Mm.
So now.
This is where they got the trifecta here in New York. Hate trifecta.
Yeah, last year they was the little engine that could.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's, look at it, man. The Jets, look at them. They play hard, man. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback can't play, but they play hard, man. They're a good team. They play hard. They coming.
Right.
I feel like the Lions, people still love the Lions.
Sure.
Because they ain't going to get no big quarterback. Right? Oh, the Lions. And they tell you that they like the Lions because they put them as the sacrificial lamb to Kansas City. But they can show up. And show out against Kansas City because that offense can score. Like,
game.
You think about the offense between the Lions and Kansas City, and if James Williams is playing, you would say the advantage go. You would say, hey, this team is a better offensive team.
Right, but he's not available. So, so that's the September 7th game. All right.
Evil Empire.
So I know a lot of people want to talk Knicks, and I promise you we will because it's a huge game tonight. We will. But I just let's do the schedule thing here. Yeah.
Let's eat some appetizers first.
Dan Graziano is going to join us at 1 o'clock.
He's Dan Graza.
Graza. He's got great insight on a lot of this stuff too. But we'll do this here, and then we'll get into your Knicks calls and the conversation on the Knicks as well.
Can't believe I'm be not at home. Man, you know what time I'm going to get home?
So let's play the game, shall we? So the Jets schedule came out, and we already knew – that they would open the season on Monday Night Football on September 11th. What we didn't know is who they'd play. The league decided, and we knew this yesterday, obviously this came out, that they would play the Bills. I didn't love it. Didn't love it because it's like out of the gate, divisional opponent.
Yep.
And one of those situations that, you know, it's your first game. So anything can happen.
New offense,
you're not as good in week one as you are later in the season because you're just figuring stuff out. So the problem is that you might be chasing that game all the way up to week 11 when you face them up in Buffalo. And that might be one of those must win if you want to win the division type scenarios.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm going to give you the first six games and then the bye week is in week 7, relatively early, right? Relatively early.
Yeah.
And then you tell me. So the Jets have four of their first six games are home. And is it two of them are on national television. So one Monday, one Sunday, and only one game's at 1 o'clock. So here you go. Week 1, home against the Bills, Monday Night Football, September 11th, Aaron Rodgers makes his debut with the Jets. Bart, is that a win or a loss?
It's a dub, man. Inside Monday, you know, you talk about Monday Night Football, the emotion to what that day represents. I'm fairly confident that's a dub.
Okay, week 2, So this is funny because Dallas will be in town the day before playing
the crazy.
Giants.
They got to turn this stadium around.
Week two, yeah. And then week two, you go to Dallas and you play at Jerry World against the Cowboys.
We play
the
Cowboys week two?
Week two.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue chicken. We never lose to Dallas.
At Dallas.
A-A-Ryan going to see McCarthy. Yeah, I got you fired too, punk.
Ooh, yeah.
Listen, right. So Aaron Rodgers got him fired once. You're going to get him fired twice.
Now, this to me, out of all the games early on the schedule, I call this game, week three, the most important game on the schedule. It's a game that to me will tell me.
I already know who you're talking
about. Everybody understand that Bart has not seen the schedule. We did this on purpose. And so it's to me the biggest game. This will tell me same old Jets or not. Who are they playing?
Darth Sith Lord.
Yes.
You're dead.
This is home.
You're supposed to be the chosen one.
This is home at 1 o'clock.
Ooh, this schedule's kind of reminiscent, son.
Yeah. Oh, really?
When I got here, son.
Oh, really? Okay.
Remember, we went and beat the brakes off of the Texans week one. Then we had to go see Fred Taylor and Tom Brady at home for the home opener. And oh, did they start to believe after we whooped that ass.
Well, this will be when I really believe. Because it has
been. The 12's got to go.
It has been 13 straight. 14 straight, I should say.
What?
It has been since 20. It is like, remember from Titanic? It has been 84 years. It's been since 2015. Does it end there?
We're going to beat the break. We're going to say, like Meek Mill say, it's levels to this. Mac and cheese. You can have Bill O'Brien all you want. This ain't the SEC, baby. Ass kicking.
That's 3-0.
Oh, we go.
You know what happens when we get to 3-0.
They head blown up.
It's over now.
Remember, we were 3-0. Remember, we were 3-0.
I know.
And the bottom fell out.
And then, right.
We went and played the Saints.
And then that was my cousin Vinny. Like, I could use a good ass kicking.
Mark can't throw left. Damn.
They got filmed now. All right. So that leads us into the setup game. Week four, Sunday night.
Damn. Hold
home.
On. I got to be up Sunday.
Sunday night. Yes, sir.
I ain't going to get home at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and then Tuesday morning you got our show. Bart, can you come on First Take and get up as well?
Yeah.
All right, week four, home, Sunday Night Football against Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the setup, Al?
Yeah,
that
man.
That is a setup.
We fatigue, son.
After you call it a 3-0 start,
yeah.
And you exercise the demons and the Patriots, ding-dong, the witch is dead.
But you're calling that an L. Hold up, but.
Oh, you threw in the butt.
Yeah, well, you know when I say but, I'm setting you up for the butt. But.
What?
Kansas City always kind of struggles early in the season, you know, before they kind of figure out what team they are.
You can't say 4-0, man.
Kansas City usually has one of those bumbling games early in the season because, remember, they lost a lot of free agents, lost their left tackle, lost their right tackle, and they'd be figuring it out, and they'd be like, all right, and then they kind of have a whoopsies. A-Ron might get the better of them. Doesn't mean that later in the season when Kansas City is Kansas City, I'm going 4-0.
Damn. All right, Bart's all in, 4-0. All right, so now at 4-0, they are now America's darlings. Yeah. Everybody loves them. Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback to ever play football for the Jets.
They're going undefeated.
I mean, it's just
they're going to say.
This is a Super Bowl team now. They'll be power ranked number one. All these things are happening.
Yeah.
And then there's week five. You go back on the road at Denver. Russell Wilson, Sean Payton.
That could be a game they can lose.
4 o'clock, 4:25 CBS game.
That could be a game they can lose. Fatigue. Mentally blown from the Kansas City game, going all the way out to Denver. It's always a tough place to play in the altitude.
For shizzle. Losing that game?
Nah, Russell Wilson sucked. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was almost there. I almost convinced myself.
You don't think? Come on.
I almost convinced myself, man.
You're being silly. 5-0?
Listen, if you beat Patrick Mahomes, you damn sure best believe you're going to barbecue chicken.
Don't you have to take a loss somewhere here?
I know, but I'm just going by over the reasoning.
All right.
That's Russell Wilson.
So Russell Wilson
It might be a mutiny by then.
Jeez.
Sean Payton might be putting his hands up. I don't know what to do with
it. I can't play this guy. All right. Now, before the bye, the very last game, back at home, 4:25
on Dolphins.
Fox.
Don't say Dolphins.
No.
Okay.
But.
That's a bad. That,
Philadelphia Eagles.
It would take an L. I think they'll
before
run,
the bye?
Yeah, I think they'll run the ball on us. I think, yeah, they'll run the ball on us. They'll be physical. I'm still not secure with the fatties that we got. We still need to bring Kawhi Alexander back because we need depth in case Quincy gets hurt.
All right.
Somebody that can play in that system. Yeah.
So 5-1 going into the bye.
Yeah.
You come out of the bye.
Well, I got an early bye, say.
I know. Early bye. You're on the road, not technically. Week 8. Home.
Like, quit playing. Snoopy Bowl.
Snoopy Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It's barbecue.
1 o'clock. So you'll be happy about that start. Against the G-Men.
Yeah, we got that done. We coming off a bye, son.
Coming off a bye.
We're going to be pissed off because we lost going into the bye. We're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for them.
6-1. All right. Let's try to move this along quickly. We have the Giants to do as well. Week 9. This is a Monday night game, so they like this matchup for some reason.
Well, at least I get my Sunday.
Yep.
Get up, don't call me, come in on Tuesday.
And the good news is you're home again, which is nice. It is Monday night against Sunshine. The Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
The Bear.
We're home? Oh, yeah. Barbecue chicken. They coming all the way over here. Dang, that don't go well. Jeez, man. What time is the game?
Well, it's Sunday night. It's Monday night football. So it's 8:20 is the kick, right? 8:15 is the kick.
Yeah. We good on that. Short week, though.
7-1.
Short week.
And then another national game, week 10, Sunday night this time.
Damn!
You love you. Always working at night. You're on SNY. You and Gelbs will be up till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yo, they better get it. Hey, SNY, get me an aero bed, son. I ain't going home. No, they get me a hotel.
You're playing the Vegas Raiders. You're in Vegas, so you'll get to see what the Super Bowl digs look like. Oh, we'll be back in this stadium.
Yeah, they stink.
It's November 12th. The Super Bowl is February 11th. So it's like basically, what are we looking at? It's 4 months to the day?
Yeah. Yeah, they stink.
Right?
They stink.
All right.
I ain't worried about that.
No? Jimmy G? No?
Is Jimmy G going to be healthy by then?
You got them 8-1. All right. At Buffalo, November 19th, week 11.
I think that's an L.
No further commentary? Just that's
At that time, I think they'll be adjusting from Leslie Frazier being.
Now, remember, that's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And then you play Friday? Yeah, Black Friday, the 24th. So you're not a big break here. And there's Thanksgiving the day before.
Yeah.
Home, though, the 3 o'clock weird start time on Amazon Prime against
the
Dolphins.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
We can't lose 2 in a row. Can we have 2 in a row? We'll be streaking.
Especially division games now, because think about it. That's Division L.
Yeah.
Can you afford another division? You'd be 2-1 in the division.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey bites on a double move. We win. Close one.
All right. And now we're into December. Week 13, the Falcons.
Oh, come on, man. That could be a concentration with a young team. That could be a concentration. Every team always has a loss that you can't.
Remember, it's sort of a long week, though, because you're playing Friday.
Yeah. Loss. So, L. Go ahead with L.
You're taking an L to the Falcons at home?
They can run the ball. They'll have two of the best running backs in the game. They got a great tight end. Right. Yeah, it's like a scheduled loss.
Week 14, Texans.
Ass kicking. That's our homecoming game. Aaron Rodgers might throw for 4,000, 400.
All right. Now you hit the road to finish the season. At Miami, week 15.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. I think we, every once in a while, we beat Miami twice, every blue moon. Yeah.
Your division record is off the charts, just so you know.
Yeah, I got us losing one in the division.
Christmas Eve, 1 o'clock, against the Commanders.
Barbecue chicken.
At Washington.
Yep.
All right. And then.
We got to have
Thursday. Oh, short week. Thursday night. Is it the Browns?
Yeah.
It's a random game.
I think the Browns are going to be good. That's the outer division game. Everybody has to play it. The Browns finished in the same spot
finished in. They're just showing. Yeah. Like, I have the.
I got us losing to the Browns.
Interesting. Really?
I think the Browns, Deshaun Watson's coming back with a vengeance this year.
At Cleveland.
And it's the Elijah Bowl.
That's right. And then you finish the season. Against the Evil Empire at Foxborough.
At this point, they're going to be out of the playoffs, and they're going to be trying to do all this other stuff, but we're going to beat their ass. Listen, we're the team with Tom Brady this time.
You have them at 13-4.
Yeah. Yo, my Ravens was 13-3.
Now,
son.
Here's why it's not so funny. DiPietro this morning had 12-5. So you're not like you guys are pretty close to each other when it comes to the record.
Yeah.
And like the division record, I think you have one division loss.
Listen, they play in Miami late in the season, so it's not going to be hot. They ain't going to be able to use the heat against us.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So we won't have the Oregon Trail that Buffalo had when they went down there and everybody was having heat strokes.
But 13-4 is very aggressive.
Well, they got this team power ranked top six in the NFL already before the season started. So I'm right.
You and I both know a 5-0 start that you are predicting here by looking just again at the schedule. 5-0, how? I mean, seriously, if you think about how delirious will the coverage be in New York?
Oh, man.
If the Jets and Aaron Rodgers are 5-0.
Aaron Rodgers have a billboard. He'll have some local commercials. He'll be doing, what's the WB Mason? He'll be doing WB Mason. Like, he'll be doing everything, man. And the fact that he playing on a lot of Monday night games, you'll see him at other events, movie premieres on his off day. Like, it's going to get nuts.
It could.
Because it's going to be nuts because the Giants going to be good too.
Well, and that's right. So let's now do that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Guess what? SNY, you're going to have to pay me overtime this year, mother. Finally, I'm going to get a playoff game. Extra check. I'm about to make a vacation right now. I'm going to spend that money before I get it. Yeah, buddy. I need at least 2 playoff games. That's 2 checks.
Hey, Bart,
time and a half.
Bart, we're going over the schedule and pick a couple of games that you're not going to work for us because it looks like a lot and we just have a budget that we have to keep an eye on. Wait till you get that email.
Yeah, kiss my whole ass.
Yeah, right. I signed up for all 17.
Damn,
I'm
going to
work all 17.
Oh, we're going to let Connor Riders do it. No!
I'm going to show up anyway.
Bro, I will have Al Sharpton up here and we will roll Jesse Jackson ass up in here and we will march. Take my ass off the air. Mm-mm. Extra checks, S&Y. Get it ready. You better put it in escrow. So Will Pond still own it, right? Yeah, Will Pond. I'm going to ask for a raise.
You know for sure.
When my boy owned it, I'm going to ask for a raise.
Who's your boy?
Cohen.
Oh, you think he's going to eventually get it?
Hell yeah. He just the Will Pond just waiting for him to overpay. That's all. They're just sitting on it.
Waiting for Shohei.
Yeah.
That's when you buy it.
Shohei, hey.
See, if you're the Will Pond, there's no way you sell it now. If he gets Shohei, No, we're not doing that. Ready to be through the roof.
Show yay.
All right.
Hey,
so,
Giants, I've got about. I got big hope for Thunder Thighs, too, now.
All right. So, those just joining us, perhaps here, you missed a lot, including the fact that Bart, we went through the Jets' schedule. Bart had not seen the schedule. So when I was reading off game by game, he just told me win, loss, win, loss. Barr came up with a 13-4 record. Now, to be clear, that sounds, again, getting off to, what would I say? It was a 5-0 start you had him getting off to?
Yeah.
And it sounds like a very aggressive approach to their success. Now, again, from the morning show, from DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick had them at 12-5. So not too far off what you're saying. You're just one win different.
Yeah.
So he was pretty optimistic as well. So how about on the Giants side of things? Let's go through it. Because the Giants also have a lot of primetime games. They, same as the Jets, they have 5 primetime games. Remember, they also play on Christmas Day, which is a Monday. They're part of the Christmas Day triple header as well. So they're being featured just as much. And for the Giants, they open also on national TV. They open September 10th at home, Sunday Night Football against Dallas.
They screwed them too. Like,
yeah, right out of the gate, division.
I feel like every other year, like
they play Dallas,
they open with the Dallas Cowboys. Feels like it.
So, do they win this game?
We got them at home. Yeah, man.
Dallas Cowboys at home Sunday night.
Listen, they got more weapons than they had now to stay with them offensively.
Yep.
I think they did a great job in the draft. They have a good linebacker now that they can, you know, help.
So you got to win. Control.
Yeah, and listen, Tony Pollard won't be healthy for this game.
Okay. So win for the Giants to begin the season, and for Dallas being 0-1 and 0-1 in the division, you can imagine the headlines in Dallas. All right. So now they go on the road, and this is an interesting schedule right here. So week 2 at Arizona.
Oh, that's ass kicking.
Okay. Dub.
Listen, Kyler Murray won't even be back yet.
All right. Week 3. You're still on the West Coast, and it's Thursday night, so they probably stay.
That's tough.
And it's they play Thursday night against the Niners.
Nice ass kicking.
Who's the quarterback for the Niners that night?
Sam Darnold, baby, the Marlboro man.
So you got a dub for the G-Men?
No. I got a dub for Sam.
All right, so a loss for the Giants.
Yeah.
All right, that's how we're doing this. So, okay, and then it's week 4, Monday night. So, again, featured again early in the season, Geno Smith comes to town.
Oh, you coming to us?
Yeah. Yeah, Seattle.
Now, listen,
they got
a hell of a running tandem, bro.
They do.
Ooh.
They can run.
They drafted
Sexy Dexy, ready for this?
Yeah, Sexy Dexy got that cheese. I think Leonard Williams plays a lot better than he played last year.
And we're sorry, so win.
And I think Thibodeau is going to be better.
Win or loss?
Dub.
Dub, okay.
Dub.
All right, 3-1 start for the Giants. Now we go back on the road, and this is where the Giants can help the Jets. So the first game, October 8th, a 1 o'clock.
Nah, hell no.
At Miami.
Hell.
It's going to be a little warm.
It's going to be hot as fish grease.
Those Dex dark blue jerseys.
Dex is going to be out there like bacon. He's going to be out there like a like when you put like when you see those gyro meat like spinning around the little sizzling thing. Man, he's going to be out there like barbecue chicken.
Okay. So an L in the heat of Miami in October.
Unless you get the tour, they can help us out that way too.
That's a fair point. And then the next week, week 6, is Sunday night, back again on national TV, at Buffalo.
They got to listen, this is a day ball game.
That's right.
And he knows that defense very well. He knows the concepts, and it's no Leslie Frazier early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to figure out how they're going to play defense. Yeah.
So,
dub.
Giants go up and get a win. Big win for Daboll.
They go to Canada and win.
They go to Canada and win. All right. Then we get some home games. They play the Commanders.
Oh, ass kicking.
At home. Okay. Yeah, you don't even want to waste your
Sam
time.
Sam Howell, quit playing.
And then the Jets are coming off a bye, and they'll host the Jets in week 8. 1 o'clock game, too. Like, it's just a snooze fest time.
But it's going to be the feature game. It might be on Fox and CBS at the same time.
It's on CBS.
Okay.
Can't really do both.
I was excited.
I get it. 1 o'clock, CBS. Giants are technically the home team against the Jets. Jets coming off a bye.
I'm going with the
Jets. No, you has to be a loss because you picked the Jets to win that game.
I got the Jets.
So that's an L. So right now we have 5-3 as a start, which is fine.
It's solid.
All right, back on the road at the Raiders.
Oh, ass kicking. We ain't worried about no Raiders.
W. Okay. Then at Dallas. Just a regular time, no, 4:25 at Dallas. What are you feeling?
Dub.
Winning at Jerry World?
Mike McCarthy getting fired this year.
So they're beating Dallas.
Twice. Yes. Didn't Dallas win twice last year?
Aggressive. Then at Washington, which
Dub.
Yep. So you think, wow, they're dominating the division. And then they host Belichick and the Pats, week 12.
What do the Giants
1 o'clock game.
What do the Giants do every time they play the Patriots?
They pretty much win.
Dub.
Okay. All right, that's a
Dayball,
win. Right,
Dayball, so Dayball used to work for him.
You have them rolling four straight wins going into the bye.
We call that momentum.
Week 13 bye.
We call that momentum.
Four straight wins. Okay. Going into the bye with 9 wins.
So why don't you just, so you don't lose pace, why don't you just put 9 at right next to that
I really should, because I'm really bad.
Yeah, just draw number 9.
Yeah, okay. I'll do a 9.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, okay. All right, out of the bye. They play the Packers of Green Bay at home.
Ass kick on. Okay. No love for Julian.
Monday night game.
Okay.
Does it matter to you?
I don't care. It's Julian Love.
Or Jordan. All right. Then week.
His name could be Julio. It don't matter.
15. At New Orleans.
Oh, ass kicking. Come on, man.
Really?
Derek Carr. Come on, man.
All right. That's 6 straight wins you got here.
Yeah, man. They getting their rhythm.
Christmas Day at Philly.
L.
All right. Yeah, I ain't gonna, so that 6-game winning streak now comes to a stop.
Lost my damn mind.
Then, home against the Rams on New Year's Eve.
Dub.
Get right. And then they finish the season at home against the Eagles.
L.
Can't beat the Eagles, huh?
Nope. Just a little better. Why you just didn't start from the 9?
I don't know.
We wrote the 9 for a reason.
So you have the Jets right behind the Giants right behind the Jets at 12-5.
Yeah. We up, New York.
12-5 is a very optimistic record.
What did they win last year?
12-5.
What did they win last year?
They have the fourth hardest schedule.
It don't matter. Don't mean they not to listen. Some of these teams ain't gonna be what they were the year before. Believe that. Injuries, crazy stuff happened. A lot of these teams is
last year they lost 7 games. They had a tie, remember. It was 9.
So they won 10.
Well, they tied 1. So 9-7-1.
Okay, so you mean tell me that they can't win 2 more games with the improvements they made to the roster? They got receivers going. Listen, they got too many receivers. They're gonna have to cut a few.
You haven't beaten Dallas twice.
Yes.
Do you think Dallas is gonna have a drop off this year?
Yes.
Why?
Listen. Mike McCarthy, he can go get the fat boy. It still ain't going to stop them from being able to run. You got Evan Neal that's taking the next step. You already got Thomas that's been balling out. Who did they get in the draft? They got the center. So they solid across the offensive line. And now you got Danny Dimes. He's going to have the Bijan Robinson guy. You got the guy from Tennessee. The guy from Tennessee balling out. They got Jameson Crowder. So they good in the slot with crafty guys. They Gucci, man.
So this would be one of the most prolific seasons in New York football history.
New York, we up.
Seriously.
We up.
You have essentially, what?
They lost 5 games.
35 wins?
They lost 5 games, bro.
25 wins?
They lost 5 games.
25 wins.
Convince me that I'm wrong, New York. Call in and tell me, Bart, you wrong.
Everyone wants to talk to Nick, so all the lines are full.
Okay. All right, well, here we come, Knicks fans. But damn, we had to get through our foosball.
I'm just so glad that we have this on record now.
Yes. Watch what I tell you.
It's almost like
I know these things.
We need.
Hey, Marsh.
Yeah, I just feel like this was necessary.
Doubt. Oh, the Mayan calendar has aligned with the stars, but the light comes from Gotham City. Oh, all the demons have been exorcised. The curse is over. Rise, Gotham! Rise! Rise all the way to the top. So it is said. The Jets at 13-4. The Giants at 12-5. So it is said. Ah! So shall it be. The clock has run and turned from Boston. Title Town is back to Gotham City.
Boy, if the Celtics lose game, can you imagine if the Celtics lose a game seven at home after the Bruins did what they did? The Patriots season has been an abomination. The Red Sox are meh. How the mighty have fallen.
The clock has turned.
Philadelphia, though, has had a run here. You know, they haven't won a – well, they, I mean, they haven't won the chip.
Yeah.
But they've had a little run here of being successful. But it's New York now. It's a time.
New York state of mind.
The funny thing is that the difference between the Jets and Giants is one win, and it's the Jets and Giants facing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, 25, we'd never have a season. We'd never have a season like this. It'd be amazing.
When we were 11-5, what were they?
You could look that up.
They weren't horrible, aren't they?
No. You're 11. Remind me again.
That was 2010.
Yeah, 10 was the good. Yeah. That because it was the next year, right?
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
They won
the
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So the year they were no, they were 10-6.
Right. So yeah, what are we talking about? And it's a two extra games.
One extra game.
It's two, one for each team.
Oh, you mean
two.
Like you mean that? Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. It's 21.
Yeah, you're mad. You got to start writing notes.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
So a little tired right now. And you've got way too much caffeine going. You're just handing out wins like you're Oprah.
You get a win.
Everybody sucks. Like, we're going to blow everybody out.
So you don't think that the Giants are two games better than they were last year?
You have both teams.
They're going to be in the same system.
Killing the division.
Yes.
You have the Giants beating the Dallas Cowboys twice.
Yes, McCarthy getting his ass fired. And people going to realize that Dak Prescott is just a okay quarterback, not a great one.
That would be
you only can hide for so long. You only can keep blaming your coordinator and this and that. Dan Quinn would be the next coach.
All right, tell you what.
Dallas Cowboys.
So now we have this set. Bart is telling us, and so is Bart Stradamus, that it's going to be a glorious football season here in New York. One unlike we have seen since he played.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Because it's in his head, it has to be in everybody else's head too. So he just starts singing it incessantly.
If you want to be my lover.
Like we're walking down Fulton Street and he's just, if you want to be my lover. I'm like, why are you singing that song? Then he comes into the studio, he's singing it. It's in Jacob's head. Jacob now looks up the song, plays it, and guess what, everybody listening? It's in your head now, too.
So the way you can push it out.
If you want to be my lover.
which spice were you all about, by the way?
All spice.
Equal opportunity spice.
I'm an equal opportunity lover.
800-919-3776. Time to take the calls. Time to talk to you. And, of course, it's time right now to talk to Tessa from West Caldwell. Tess, how we doing?
What it do, baby?
And that's the song that I love he played because I'm going to tell you what I really, really want. I'm going to tell you right now what I really, really want. So when we win tonight, what I really, really want, when we go to Rails, and then don't forget Olive Garden. Remember, I'm going to have two. It's cheat days all day for me. I'm hitting the gym extra hard because it's going to be cheat days on both of those days. Me
Who's
and
we?
Alan
yeah.
about to get it in.
Who's
and then
we?
I said, oh, look at Bart trying to butter me up saying my Giants going to be 12-5. I was loving it, though. You right, though. Alan, you was kind of hating. That's okay, though. But and I was loving it, but Bart is not going to do no good for you. Listen, I want Olive Garden. We win it tonight. See, I waited all week.
Lights? What about the lights, though, Tessa?
I knew we were going to lose game five. I don't care. Anthony Davis not hurt. He just wants the Warriors to think he is. He's not hurt. He's going to have a dominant game, 30 points. Watch. Nobody's getting to that rim for him. I guarantee you. So when we win tonight, Monday, just say it on the radio. Like, okay, Tessa, whatever you want at Rails, you got.
Okay,
Alan, you too. Don't forget, Alan. You get treated, too.
No, Tessa, you got that. But tell me this. Like, if he not hurt and he's okay, then he's the softest dude I ever seen in my life.
100%.
Dude got hit. He got hit with an open. So if I'm loony, I'm going to go ahead and give him the headbutt. This one, I'm going to make it apparent.
His eyeball wasn't even gouged out. You know what I mean? My daughter, when she was a baby, hit me hard in the eye. You know what I mean? With their fingers, when they always touch your finger. Listen, that's why AD is another damn injury. You know that. AD stands for those two things. I know that. He's soft. That's okay, though. Just don't be soft around that rim like how you've been doing. That's all I care about. Just don't be soft around that rim.
Tell me this. Can they keep up with this pace? Can they keep up with Steph and Draymond pushing the pace?
We were just up 3-1, bro. We was just up. Everybody knew they wasn't going to give it all they got. They tried, and they had some runs, but I knew game 5. I said, bring it back to L.A. That's okay. LeBron is not going to let what happened to Steph happen to him. You know, LeBron is one of the players. When he get mad, Steph get mad. The great late Kobe, when he get mad, and when they get mad, it's a problem. You're not beating them. So that's what's going to happen tonight. They're not beating them. LeBron is not going to let that happen. I'm telling you, they can keep up. Watch tonight.
Yes.
And when they win tonight, you'll be like, damn it.
Yeah. When they lose,
then it's Olive Garden.
When they lose, Tessa, it's just like when you watch your dad get his ass kicked. He can't really say nothing to you later. Like, you can't discipline me or nothing. Because you got your ass kicked in front of me, Dad.
I'm gonna give you.
Oh, well, Tess, that's never gonna happen. My dad, big as shit, and he was a former boxer.
I'm gonna give you.
There's somebody out there for everybody.
Your dad wasn't undefeated. He was like Tooth the Truth Tyson. You know what I'm saying? From Living Color.
I'm gonna get my dad 20-2. And the only time it was the truth when he got jumped. Maybe, you know what I mean? They used to call my dad to come do the fighting when he was on the block. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
So you tell me that fast.
But listen, no matter what you say, Allen being quiet because Allen know he about to go eat real good. So that's all we saying. It's like Bart. Just make sure you keep your end of the bargain. You're a very powerful man.
Baby.
You're a great man. Keep your end of the bargain and don't be a bad guy.
Honestly, Tessa, Allen won't even remember this conversation. He's sleep deprived.
Yeah, I'm half asleep right now.
He looked like SpongeBob when he stayed up for 4 days straight waiting for the Santa Claus.
3 hours later.
I love SpongeBob.
Thank you,
Tessa. Allen will remember. I know Allen gonna remember because he's gonna be like, oh wow, yeah, that's okay, that's good, real. And then Allen, what you need to do, because since Bart is paying for it, you need to bring all your kids and your wife something home to eat too.
Oh, bring everybody.
Man. Yeah, take this to go.
That's right. Then we take.
What is this? A rookie
go.
Dinner?
Bring some more breadsticks. Put them in your purse.
Is this the rookie dinner?
It's the rookie dinner. But I'm telling you, even though I'm a little sad today because my Devils lost, but that's okay. And Yankees got spanked, but that's okay. I'm very happy because I do agree with you. The Giants, we're going to be a problem. And Allen, yes, we are. I said that already. I thought we were going to beat Dallas twice this year. We got some hog mollies on that offensive line now. Like, I'm ready to roll. Like, we just ready. So I agree with Bart's record. I always felt like we could win 12 this year. It's like he said, it's just two more. I'm not saying wins come easy. No, they don't. But I really feel, I know this much, we're not going under 11. I know that. We definitely win 11 games. And you can mark that on the calendar as well.
We're going to save that.
We definitely winning 11.
We're saving that, Tess. Thank you so much. You know we love you. Appreciate you. I just have three words for you when it comes to tonight's game between the Lakers and Warriors. Game 6, Clay.
Oh, Game 6, Clay ready, baby. We might get 8.
Game 6, Clay.
That's like playoff Jimmy.
Yes, it is.
Or playoff Rondo.
Let's hope we don't see playoff Jimmy tonight.
Yeah,
I'm all set there.
Yeah.
I'm good. Let's see. We can sneak a couple of Knicks calls in, can't we?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we got some people that want to give us the keys to victory, keys to winning. Let's go to Mark and Syosset first. Mark, what's the keys to winning?
Thanks for having
tonight,
me on.
Mark.
Thanks for getting the Spice Girl stuck in my head, too, Bart. I appreciate
see,
that.
You want to be my lover.
If I have to deal with it, you do too, Mark.
All right, thank you, because it decreases my stress levels about tonight. I just wanted to say, you know, what I'd like to see for the Knicks tonight. I'll feel really good because I think we did everything we could to win that last game. And Miami had one of their worst shooting performances of the season, and we still only won by a couple of shots. Right. The number one thing I want to see isn't even a performance from, like, a player. I want to go back to, like, redeem team, right? When Kobe said, watch what I'm going to do to Gasol, and he lays his shoulder right into him at the start of the game. From the tip, I want to see whether it's Randall, Robinson, I don't care. I want to come out and I want to be on the attack. I want to be the aggressor because while we've played hard, they've bullied us. And if they hit Bam first on one of those moving screens,
set
the tone, right? Tell them this is our game. You think we got it in us?
Yeah. I need Hardenstein to come out like Bill Laimbeer. I need him watching the Bad Boys tapes right now.
But Mark brings up a great point, though. It's almost like that set the tone kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like.
Like Glory Road when he was like, I don't care if you got to get a technical foul. Yeah. Put your armpits in the rim. Show them that we ain't playing.
Yeah. And that's, and Bam, I mean, it's been circulating like crazy. A lot of screens that have been rough. And he's hurt several players. And it's one of those, like, everybody likes Bam. He's a nice guy. Everybody's friendly with him. So the problem with this is that we as fans who don't have personal relationships, we're all about that. Like, oh, man, just punch Kyle Lowry in the face. But you don't realize that player, they all know each other. They all like each other. They're friendly with each other.
Oh, Alan.
But we're now at a place where there's no friends in war.
Alan, have I showed you the clip of me trying to hit Ray Rice in the back of the head with the football?
Yep.
And we do charity events with each other every year with teammates.
Yes.
Ain't no friends when it's competition. Right. You got to do your friends worse.
Well, right now, especially because of the screens and different things that are happening, it's letting him know if you want to play that way, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. So keep that in mind. So I love it, Mark. Thanks so much for the call. Like, it's not necessarily playing dirty. It's just called setting a tone.
Yeah.
Now, there's one factor tonight that would also give you as a Knicks fan some, like, reason to believe things could work out. And it's very simple. It has nothing to do with anything that a player's doing. It has nothing to do with any decisions with the lineup or any of that stuff. It has to do with the officials that were announced for the game. Scott Foster is the crew chief for the game tonight. The Heat have lost their last 10 games that Scott has officiated. Now, that's always been a thing with he and Chris Paul as well. But it's just little things like that.
You like that dirty stuff. Chris Paul get away with a lot of sneaky stuff, so this should put bold bad for Chris, for Lowry.
Yes.
Because he don't like that little fake stuff, like you acting like, oh, let me grab
you. Don't show me up as an official.
Yeah.
But Foster pays attention to a lot of the shenanigans, and you wonder if that will he'll nip that stuff pretty quickly. Keep an eye also, of course, on that.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.